AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of his plan to end the war in Gaza and release hostages. Earlier in the day, he said,
"Yeah, I was just given a note by the Secretary of State saying that we're very close to a deal in the Middle East, and they're going to need me pretty quickly."
Former FBI Director James Comey has pleaded not guilty to charges he lied to Congress, trial set for January 5th. President Trump says Illinois' governor and Chicago's mayor should be jailed as they oppose his deployment of National Guard troops for his immigration and crime crackdown in the city. Governor J.B. Pritzker's reaction?
He's demented, literally, unhinged. And this is somebody who's so insecure that he lashes out pretending that he can come arrest people for no reason at all. He can't. He isn't going to do it.
Senate Republicans have voted down legislation that would put a check on President Trump's ability to use deadly military force against drug cartels. There are no apparent negotiations underway on Capitol Hill to end the government shutdown, and Ed Donahue reports it's straining the nation's air traffic control system.
Delays have been reported at Reagan National Airport near Washington, Chicago, Newark, Denver, and Nashville. The tower even had to shut down in Burbank, California. Union leaders representing air traffic controllers and security screeners warn the impact could grow significantly worse if the shutdown continues and workers start to miss paychecks. If you booked a flight, use the airline's app or flight websites to make sure it's still on before heading to the airport. Experts warn it could be difficult to get compensation if there is a problem. This is not a peak travel time, so travelers stand a better chance of finding seats. Airlines are not required to pay additional cash compensation and cover lodging and meals for passengers who are stranded, even if a flight cancellation is the airline's fault. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. A very different kind of dog rescue. Lisa Dwyer has the story.
Eeyore the dog is now a hero after leading a Florida sheriff's deputy to a missing 86-year-old woman after her husband reported her missing when she didn't return from her walk.
She never takes more than 10 or 15 minutes. It's almost an hour now. It's over an hour now.
Deputies then spotted Eeyore in the road.
Baby, where's your mama?
The dog led Deputy Miller to a nearby spot where the woman had fallen.
He come up to your car. Mm-hmm.
She was amazed that Eeyore rescued her.
I'm not even his owner. I'm his grandmother.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
As the woman waited to be taken to the hospital, the dog did not even leave her side.
Oh, Eeyore, you're a good boy. Grandma loves you.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.